Hello again and welcome to the Abbey. The tall stone statue that's over 30 feet tall is known as Kasitigarbha in Sanskrit and Viathan Bodhat in Vietnamese. This is a real person who many years ago was very close to awakening and realized there was such suffering in life that he could not just enter nirvana or nibbana and not have any way to help people. So he chose not to become fully awakened and instead to come back again and again and again to help rescue all the beings who suffer and all the beings in the hell realms. And this wonderful, wonderful example of giving of ourselves to help others is seen as a great gift to all of us. And you'll see the statue in Japan as a bald-headed monk, sometimes with a pilgrim's staff in the hand, sometimes with a baby in his arm or with a baby at his feet. And in Japan, the custom is if you have a therapeutic or spontaneous abortion, you put a small Jizo Bosatsu statue to represent the rebirth of that child being rescued from the hell realms with a better life in the future when they're reborn. In Vietnamese memorial shrines, you'll usually see this statue, Dia Thanh Bo Tát. They're representing rescue from hell realms for all of our many faults. Remember, every Buddhist statue tells a story. Every Buddhist statue evokes within our hearts great compassion or great wisdom or great opening, but specific stories are associated with each statue. And we're very, very pleased to have people who have gotten together to donate this huge statue for our temple. This statue was carved from one piece of rock. The base and the statue were separated just for weight. The base is a double-sided lotus, and the statue is the tall statue with a metal staff, a pilgrim's staff in his hand. The total statue weight is 128 or 158,000 pounds. It's a little over 30 feet tall, was shipped here in huge shipping containers, and it required two very heavy industrial cranes to be brought in from Portland to erect. The foundation was specially engineered and dug down to bedrock, which was pretty exciting, and took yards and yards and yards of cement and concrete and steel to make it strong enough to hold this great statue up. The statue was carved in Vietnam. The rock was blessed by a Buddhist monk prior to the carving, and people from Vietnam and the United States each donated small amounts of money in order to pay for this. The statue is the largest of Dia Thanh Bo Tát Kasitigarbha in Sanskrit on the West Coast. It may be the largest statue of its kind in the U.S., but it's hard to measure that. So I'll just say for sure, we know on the West Coast, it is the largest Kasitigarbha statue. And with that, may we all be rescued from hell should we end up there. And welcome again to Travelling Cabby.